Marin News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. International observers growingly concerned about a crisis now on the border of Thailand and Cambodia. Ongoing fighting and artillery shells overnight apparently leaving some 33 people dead now after 3 days of fighting, not to mention about 170,000 people who have been displaced. Ohio Senator John Husted says the Senate may have to forego its August recess this year, lest Democrats stop holding up the confirmation of Trump nominees.
Think about this. We're 6 months into the past 6 months into the presidency, and he still doesn't have the whole team on the field because of the obstructionist nature of the Democrats. So Republicans in the Senate, I think we've had more days here than we've had any time during the 21st century, and we're going to stay here until we get him confirmed.
An optimistic Senator Tom Cotton predicts Republicans will extend their majority control of Congress into next year's midterms and all the way through to 2028.
We should have a strong, durable governing majority in the Senate. If you just look at the states, for instance, that have consistently voted Republican in the presidential elections for the last several cycles.
House and Senate appropriators are divided now in their fiscal 2026 spending bills on whether to zero out funding for grants addressing hate crimes. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Trump administration, in its budget request, proposed cutting all funding for grants authorized under the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act and the Jabara Hayer No Hate Act. A House Appropriations Subcommittee stuck with the White House's request, approving a Commerce, Justice, Science spending bill last week that would provide no money for grants authorized under those acts. Their version of the bill would keep the funding level in fiscal 2026, with $17 million going to grants authorized under the Shepard-Byrd Law and $9 million for grants under the Jabara Hayer No Hate Act. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Are you an animist? Do you believe that a tree can have a spirit? Michael Harrington has a report.
The short answer is no, but a lot of Americans say yes. A study from the Pew Research Center finds about half of adults in this country say trees, rocks, mountains, and other inanimate objects have a spirit. These beliefs are much more common in Africa and parts of Southeast Asia. However, a lot less than half the population in most of European nations, East and West. They don't think that objects can have a spirit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Attorney General has sued an adult swimming program after two men were allowed to compete in the women's division at a meet this spring in San Antonio, with one placing first in several of the events. The suit alleges that U.S. Masters swimming undermined the trust of consumers because other swimmers faced an unfair disadvantage in the spring nationals. The Attorney General, Ken Paxton, issuing a statement saying that the swimming event deprived female participants. This is SRN News. The Postal Service turning 250 years old.
And Saturday's big anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the United States, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. A key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army, it also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence. The Postal Service still reaches nearly every American daily. John Scott reporting.
You may soon find it harder to book a getaway spot on Maui. The city council there has approved legislation aimed at eliminating a large percentage of the Hawaiian Islands' vacation rentals. The bill aims to address a housing shortage worsened by the Lahaina wildfire 2 years ago. More on these stories at srnnews.com.